Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Hello, Gashao. How are you doing?
Hello, Akili. Good to be here. Sunny day. The sun is coming out. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And what are we discussing on today's episode?
Today's question is in the area of inheritance, and it comes from Angela, who writes, "Hi, I hope you can help with my question. My mom died when I was very young, and I never knew my dad. One day, however, I received a letter from a man introducing himself as my dad, who said he lived in Kitale. He said he was sorry for not being in my life and asked me to go see him soon. Unfortunately, before I could travel, he passed away, and instead I met his family when I went to his matanga. My dad was a wealthy landowner and businessman who was survived by a widow and several children older than me. When I told them who I was, they insulted me as a gold digger and a mtoto wa mpango wa kando, and told me I should not dream of getting even a cent from his estate. Later I heard that they had gone to court and were allowed to share his property, but they never gave me a cent. Does it mean that just because I am the daughter of his mpango wa kando, they can leave me out of the inheritance? Can I challenge that now that they have already divided the property?"
Okay, Gashao, so it seems Angela's case is one of a child who was born out of wedlock. And now when she's trying to get some inheritance from her late father, the family is preventing that.
Yes, that's true. And what a sad story. This poor girl seems to have been treated very unfairly. Maybe she should go to the media, like in that story of the late MP Ken Okoth, and shame them into giving her her rightful share. Wakili, what do you think?
You know what? Angela's story is sad, and unfortunately, it's all too common, like you've mentioned. And in this case, it appears as if she's lost twice. First, she lost the chance to know her father. And secondly, she's also lost the chance to enjoy any inheritance from him. But before I can share what possible options Angela has, we have to establish some facts. And from your story, it's not clear if her late dad left her a will.
Would it make a difference?
Yeah, it would. If there was a will, then we will know for sure whether it was her dad or the family who left her out of the inheritance. If there was a will and she was given nothing, then we can safely assume that her dad made no provision for her.
But he wrote her a letter, which means he knew about her, his daughter. Could he really have left nothing for her?
Of course. Just because someone is your child doesn't mean that you have to give them any property. As long as the father was of sound mind, he has the freedom to decide who to leave property to and even how much.
Even if he wanted to leave it to his cat?
Yes, even if you want to leave property to your cat. But, like I said before, he must be of sound mind. But away from cats and back to Angela's case, even if the father left her off his will, she can still apply to court to get some inheritance. This is what we call reasonable provision. And the court will look at several factors to determine how much, if anything, to give to Angela.
What? That doesn't make sense. You mean anyone, even if someone is not in a will, can get inheritance? Maybe I should apply.
Hold on, that's not what I meant. One would still need to prove that they were a dependent to the deceased. And by law, these are the children, the spouses, and close relatives.
Okay, too bad for me. What about if there was no will?
Then, in that case, the rules of intestacy apply. And intestacy are the rules of succession that determine how property of someone who dies without a will is to be shared. Under intestacy, children, regardless of whether they were born in marriage or out of wedlock, are equally entitled to inheritance.
But how will intestacy help if they've already gone to court and shared the property?
Assuming that there is still property somewhere, that it has not all been wasted away, then it's not too late. At any time, any beneficiary can go to court and ask the court to revoke the grant, which gave authority for that property to be shared in the first place.
I guess it's not over then until it's over. A child born in and out of wedlock is entitled to the inheritance. What do you suggest Angela does?
Succession is a way to transfer wealth to the next generation, who usually have not accumulated as much wealth as the person who has died and might still be dependent on him or her. Angela has many possible options she can pursue to either apply for provision or to apply for revocation of the grant. But she must keep in mind that both of these options depend on her proving kinship to the deceased. So she should be prepared to prove that she was truly her late father's daughter.
Angela, you had it. Prove that you are the daughter and go to the court to get your inheritance. Once more, thank you, Akili, and thank you everyone for listening in to this episode of Swala Nyeti.
Join us next time as we shift gears and answer legal questions in the area of child custody.
The next question comes from Beryl, who asks, can I restrict custody of my 4-year-old daughter from my ex-husband? Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website, www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.